Start at this next groove and always place your parakeet near enough so that he can plainly hear the inflection and sound of every word.
Hello, hello, baby. Hello, hello, baby.
Everyone you meet, the children in the street, are straying to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can you hear it coming your way? It's here to stay.
Sunday night, it's 9:03. I am P. Swan, bringing you Can't Stop the Music here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Big shout out to DJ Carlito for bringing us another fabulous edition of If Music Could Talk. And we've done our DJ transition dance here, and we've moved from the intelligent work that DJ Carlito brings you and descending into the chaos, which is Can't Stop the Music. We're going to start with covers this week, as we usually do, and got a little bit of Dylan material here. We're going to start with a full orchestration, Alan Lorber Orchestra with Don't Think Twice, but you probably can tell that when you hear it.
We'll be right back. her hair still was red. Her folks said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing by the side of the road, had the rain falling on my shoes. I was headed out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through. But I used just a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it way out west. Split up on a dark, sad night. We both agreed it was for the best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say, over my shoulder, we're gonna meet again one day on the avenue. We all tangled. Just saw it from another point of view.
Gentlemen, that just about does it for Knob Doolin and his Fightin' Knobsolete. We'd like to thank you all for your rapt attention, for your gasps of awe, and for your many lap dance purchases throughout the night. That being said, however, the old Knobberoonie can't help but notice that there are more than a few empty seats in the building this evening, and for your peace of mind and for the security of your families in light of today's seemingly unexplained sub-maximum capacity attendance, the Knobster has compiled a top 10 list of the top 10 reasons that punk rockers don't like listening to Bob Dylan songs. Number 10, thought he was that guy from the Church of the Subgenius. Number 9, dancing beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free sounds more than a little bit woo-hoo, if you know what I mean. Number 8, no true punk rocker would be caught dead wearing sideburns and or riding a motorcycle. Number 7, if Bob Dylan was really an anarchist like the British dailies claimed, why aren't any of the A's in Sad-Eyed Lady of the Lowland circled? Number 6, Lay Lady Lay just to make a rip-off of some song on the second Cockney Rejects album anyway. Number 5, Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll a bit too pop-punk for contemporary hard-bitten garage-informed punksters. Number 4, difficult to respect anyone who was that popular in the 60s but was never against villain on Batman. Number 3, Dylan secretly behind 9/11 terrorist attacks on America. Obviously our only recourse is to invade Iraq. Number 2, worst James Bond ever. And the number 1 reason why punk rockers don't listen to Bob Dylan songs, punk rockers now terrified to have unprotected sex lest the result of the action spawn a further member of the Wallflowers. Well, that's all we got, folks. Thanks a lot. We'll be here all week. I say that you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here, but you're probably home already, so never mind that. Good night, God bless, and remember, drive safely. You just might be the next Pope.
Tom has left the building.
Your Bob fix? Yeah, Charlotte Gainsbourg and Calexico from the I'm Not There soundtrack with Just Like a Woman. Before that, Nob Dylan and his Nobsoletes irreverently giving their outro. Ben Sidran from a recent release where he mangles a variety of Dylan numbers, Tangled Up in Blue there. And we started with the Alan Lorber Orchestra, Don't Think Twice. It's 9:16. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRIR. I am P. Swan, and I will be here till 11 o'clock bringing you 2 hours of bubbly, cheesy goodness. You can call me in the studio at 804-649-9737. And you can check my playlist as I post it at wir.org. See a little information there about this evening's Outsider Royalty that will be coming up at the top of the hour. WIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic and special effects hair color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. While we're in this kind of cover mood, and we did have a Gainsborough there, let's pull something off of the Luna album live, Bonnie and Clyde.
Vous avez lu l'histoire de Jesse James. Comment il est vécu, comment il est mort. Ça vous a plu, hein? Vous en demandez encore. Eh bien, écoutez l'histoire de Bonnie and Clyde. Alors voilà, Clyde a une petite amie. Elle est belle et sans prénom, c'est Ardeur et forme le gag ballot. De leur nom et Clyde Ballot, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and c'est la société qui m'a définitivement abîmé. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Qu'est-ce qu'on n'a pas écrit sur elle et moi? Pas drôle, mais on est bien obligé
de faire pour celui qui souhaite voler.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Chaque fois qu'un policeman se fait bouter,
qu'un garage, qu'une banque se fait craquer.
La police, ça ne fait pas de mystère.
C'est signé Clyde Barrow, Bonnie Parker.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Maintenant, chaque fois qu'on essaie de se venger,
deux installés tranquilles dans un meuble.
Dans les trois jours, voilà le tac, tac, tac.
Les mitraillés qui reviennent à la table.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Ces quatre, nous tomberons ensemble. je m'en fous, c'est peu bonnet que je trompe.
Oh my love, you. Talking bubbles, let's go.
Ooh,
and
bang.
Forget your troubles and go.
Shabam!
Zip! I'm the hero, and when I am fighting, I grow. And have a buzz, so. And also.
Shabam!
Zoom! If you want to fly above the city, follow me and just like a feather, and we'll fly along together.
Bip, zoom, boom!
Pollons irons dans un récompense, on mal irons dans un étonnement. Et quand la vie guérit ton enzon. Ce soufflet d'aide éclaira son monde brillant dans moi. Come with me, let's get together in my comic strip. Let's talk in bubbles and go. And forget your troubles and go.
Sip, bang.
So my dear, come here.
I'm going to me.
I am near. Just remember this. Have no fear.
Bing.
Give me a kiss.
Boom! Shabang! Woo! Pow! Whoosh! Zing! Ah! Shabang! Whiz! Zip! Oosh! Pow!
Did you sing along those familiar Serge Gainsborough numbers? Shelley Hirsch from Great Jewish Music with Comic Strip, a Zadok production there. Cat Power and Karen Elson from a compilation of Gainsborough covers, I Love You, Me Either. And we start out with the classic Serge Gainsborough cover from Luna. It's 9:31. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan, putting my ear to the keyhole of culture and digging deep to find things to amuse you. Here at WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's emergency broadcast outlet. Well, let's see. There were all kinds of anniversaries this week. You heard a lot of Hank Williams from a lot of people on our station. You probably even heard some Elvis. But what I'm thinking about is on January 7th, 1839, 171 years ago, a process to actually perform photography was announced for the first time in France. And that was the first time in the world. So I was thinking about photography and how nobody even wonders if it's an art form anymore or if it's some sort of process from the devil. It just is with us all the time, except maybe in radio. But so to kind of pull that all together, I've got a little Chinese language instructional recording here. And this is as a tourist, if you're ready to make the most of your trip into a Chinese-speaking region. These are some tips so that you can ask people before snapping those snapshots.
Hello and welcome once again to Chinese Pod. We bring you lessons in spoken Mandarin from Shanghai, China. My name is Ken Garrell. What's your name, young lady?
I'm Jenny. Great to be back.
Yes, welcome, Jenny. Now, today's lesson is a newbie lesson. Is that correct?
That's right.
Right, and it's pretty basic. We always want to make it possible for absolute beginners to who wander in here to see us to start right from the beginning. And so today's lesson is one of those absolute beginner's lessons.
Yeah, I just counted only 14 or 15 Chinese characters.
Okay, 14.
And some of them repeated.
Okay, that's good. That's always good. That's useful. Now, the topic today, Jenny, is...
concerns taking a photo.
Taking a photo. That's something you might want to do as you visit China. Now, how do we say the word photo?
照片. 照片.
照片, right. Now, that fairly sounds quite aggressive. Is that fourth tone and fourth tone?
Yes, aggressively
so. Okay, 照片. Now, don't worry too much if you're not so clear on the tones. There are other lessons that deal with the tones. For now, let's concentrate on the meaning. Now, we have a dialogue, and we're going to listen to this very short, very practical dialogue, I believe, three times. After that, we'll slowly but surely put it together for you so that you can, so you'll get the idea. So with that, why not listen to the dialogue?
我可以拍照片吗?
可以。
说茄子。
茄子。
Second time.
我可以拍照片吗?
可以。
说茄子。
茄子。
Third time.
我可以拍照片吗?
可以。
说茄子。茄子。
All right, now let's just, if you are a newbie, a new visitor, we take it at this stage in two phases. Number one is we give you a general translation of the dialogue, and then after that we break it down into the specifics. Okay, so what we'll do now is we'll just translate the idiomatic meaning. Please, if you would be so kind, please, Jenny.
My pleasure.
我可以拍照片吗?
Can I take a photo?
我可以拍照片吗?
Can I take a photo?
我可以拍照片吗? 可以.
Sure.
可以.
Sure.
可以. 说茄子.
Smile.
说茄子.
Smile.
说茄子. 茄子.
Cheese.
茄子.
Cheese.
茄子.
Now, that was a rough...
Interesting.
Yeah, and culturally there's some interesting differences here that we can look at. We need to drill down there because those were rough translations. It's pretty interesting actually here. Let's take it from the top. Let's look at the first sentence again, please.
我可以拍... 照片吗?
Good. Now, you may recall that our key word for today was the word...
照片.
So here we have the word photo and question. So you may have guessed that the full sentence...
我可以拍照片吗?
That it means, can I take a photo? Now let's look at the beginning of that sentence. 我可以, meaning...
May I?
May I?
Yes.
In fact, literally translated, it means I can.
I can.
Right? Because the question mark comes at the end of the sentence. 我可以 means I can. And you could use that to say, yes, I can do something.
Yes.
But when you put it together into the full sentence, you have...
我可以拍照片吗?
And it, I think it's quite common as well to actually drop the pronoun for somebody to just say,
我可以吗?
Yeah, or to drop the pronoun in the case of 可以拍照片吗?
Or 可以吗?
可以吗? That's possible too. Now, so to answer the question, if somebody asks the question, 可以吗? You can answer by saying,
可以.
So that's the same verb there, and it means, yes, you can. So 可以 meaning to be able to, or you can. Now, when you're holding the camera and you want your pals to smile, in English, of course, you might say
say cheese. Yes.
And they all say cheese, and it looks like they're smiling. Now, in Chinese, we say
茄子.
Now, 茄子 doesn't mean cheese.
It means eggplant.
Eggplant, indeed. Yeah. So there's an interesting little cultural difference right there. So in Chinese, you're saying, say eggplant to everyone.
Yes. But you get the reason why we say 茄子, right?
Well, it's the CH sound again to open the lips.
Yeah, so when you pronounce the word 茄子, when you pronounce 茄, your mouth
opens up. You bare your molars, indeed. So you're taking a photograph with your friends and you want to tell them, say cheese or the equivalent, and you say,
说茄子.
Now, 说 meaning
say.
To say, and 茄子 meaning eggplant.
Yes.
So one more time, please, say eggplant.
说茄子.
Okay, and then your friends, of course, they're sitting there and they dutifully say what you've asked, and so they say
茄子.
Good, 茄子. Well, that's quite interesting in the difference in culture. Like another interesting point is, you know, in China, I think we may have mentioned it before, the mice in China don't eat cheese, right?
No, they
don't
eat
have
rice.
A lot of cheese. They eat rice.
Yes.
They don't have a lot of cheese in China. And so there's no point in saying to people, say cheese because they don't know what it is. Anyway, let's listen to that dialogue 3 more times, actually.
我可以拍照片吗?
可以.
说茄子.
茄子.
Second time.
我可以拍照片吗?
可以.
说茄子.
茄子. Third time.
我可以拍照片吗?
可以.
说茄子.
茄子.
Okay, that was good. Let's have a very quick review of those keywords. So the word for photo, please, Jenny.
照片.
And to take a photo.
拍照片.
Good. Eggplant.
茄子.
Okay. And so in Chinese, when you're asking someone to smile for a photo, you say
说茄子.
So literally translated means say cheese. All right, we hope we've given you, you're equipped now in how to ask people to, you know, to pose for photos when you're in China. Hope that
just
was useful.
Eggplant.
Say eggplant, indeed, yeah. So I think that's it for today. Now you can go to ChinesePod.com. You can drill down into this stuff. You can see it in great detail. You can see some expansion exercises, the transcript, and so on. So if you have time, obviously you should go and do that to consolidate what you've heard in the lessons.
Take my picture once again.
Going that extra mile to commemorate historic events here at Can't Stop the Music. We started with your Chinese lesson, how to be a polite tourist, may I take your photo, and remember, say eggplant. The Speedies with Let Me Take Your Photo, that was actually a kind of big hit, new wave hit, and in that band was Gregory Crutzen, who's gone on to become one of America's big photo celebrities, making really big prints, and all staged like movie sets, and very dramatic about chaos in suburbs. So a harbinger of things to come. And after that, a French band, Too Much, with Photo Photo. And after all, that first announcement of photography on January 7th, 1839, was in France. They weren't snapshots yet, but it was just a matter of time. Well, no dwelling on photography and recorded salutes can exist without Paul Simon's Kodachrome and what used to be state-of-the-art technology and a benchmark of saturated color is now one more technology that has bitten the dust. So let's go.
I learned in high school. It's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold a throne.
Images of Francis Benjamin Johnston, coming up now on The Rainbow Minute. After a distinguished career as a photojournalist, Francis Benjamin Johnston bequeathed over 20,000 photographs to the Library of Congress in 1952. She's best known for photographing the rich and famous, but her work speaks of an inquisitive eye, resulting in artful images of coal miners and iron workers, female nudes, world fairs, and even historic architecture. Early in her career, with lighting trickery of her own, she also captured breathtaking photographs of Mammoth Cave. As official White House photographer for five presidents, Johnston snapped the last photo of President McKinley at the 1901 Pan American Exposition just minutes before he was assassinated. While Johnston never married, letters indicate her romantic attachment to another woman, Mattie Edwards Hewitt, with whom she lived and worked for 6 years. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded in the studios at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Mary Gay Hutcherson.
Each evening in the paper, a picture you will see of somebody or other who is famous as can be. We all have our ambitions to break into the news, so now I'm going to give you my views. If you want to get your photo in the press, you must be different some kind of way. Individuality plus personality is what you need today. I met a girl the other night, her name was Martha Hood. She'd lost her teeth, she wore a wig, one leg was made of wood. She said, there's not much of me, dear, but what there is good. So they should have put a photo in the press. If you want to get your photo in the press, you must be different some kind of way. Individuality plus personality is what you need today. 'Twas Christmas in the workhouse and the pudding got the burn. What shall I do? The master cried. Then one chap, so I heard, just stood up on the table and he never said a word. But they're going to put his photo in the press. He's well good for in the press. You must be different some kind of way. Individuality plus personality is what you need today. The stock pay does a visit, so I called in Dr. Lum. He told me that my wife had twins, the room began to hum. Then he said, I'll slip upstairs again in case there's more to come. He nearly got me photo in the press. Oh, you want to get your photo in the press? You must be different some kind of way. Individuality plus personality is what you need today. Lately I've become well known, I'm sure you'll understand. It happened down at Blackpool with some ladies on the sand. They found me with me little ukulele in me hand, and they're going to put me photo in the press.
Here we are at the Aldershot Tattoo. It reminds me of when I was in the Guards and the photo of the girl I left behind me. When first they made me mind up that a soldier I would be, the girl that I was courting with came round and said to me, I've had me photo taken, Bill, if we are to part, promise me you'll always wear my photo next to your heart. She hung the locket round me neck on her ruby lips I kissed, borrowed me fair to Aldershot, then off I went with this, and with the photo of the girl I left behind me, I went and joined the army full of glee. Someone came up to remind me, the doctor wanted to examine me. When the doctor found the locket next my heart, he said to me, whose photograph is this, sir, that I find? Is this the captain's bulldog? I said, no, sir, if you please, sir, it's the photo of the girl I left behind. I never shall forget the day I first went on the fire. I was looking at the photo of the girl that I admire. I thought her lovely face, it would encourage me to go and fight like Britishers should do when going to face the foe. When the general said, we're cornered, boys, fight like hell you must, I kissed a photograph and then they couldn't see me for dust. And with the photo of the girl I left behind me, I dashed into the thickest of the fray. Someone said, the ammunition's gone, boys, I'm afraid we're going to have a losing day. They said, the ammunition's gone, whatever shall we do? I shouted to the general, never mind. I rush among the enemy and frighten them to death with the photo of the girl I left behind. Yes, and one day I lost my girl. A Spaniard took her away, and ever since then I've been looking for the Spaniard that blighted my life. Listen to me while I tell you of the Spaniard that blighted my life.
Listen to me while I tell you of the man who stole my future wife. It was at the bullfight where we met him.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with photography. You are listening to WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Safe this winter. When using a fireplace, open the flue for ventilation. Have a sturdy screen to prevent sparks from flying into the room. Allow ashes to cool before disposing in a metal container. A message from the Virginia State Fire Marshal's Office and the Virginia Department of Fire Programs.
Okay, I'll show here. That was a funny line, wasn't it? Have you ever noticed that Americans will take photographs of anything? If you're at an amusement park or someplace, you always see scenes like, look, a turd! Hey, come over here and look at this deal! What the hell is that? Is that a dang turd or something? Well, get a photo of me with it anyway. How the hell did that get here? I don't know. Some asshole must have come by and left it here, I guess. What the hell is that?
Steve Martin commenting on American photography from his Steve Martin Brothers LP. You know, that's the one where on the other side he just plays banjo music with Vassar Clements and a bunch of other people. Before that, Billy Martin with The Photo of the Girl I Left Behind and a little bit of the Spaniard bullfight story there. We didn't really, we'll save that for our commemoration of Spanish culture. George Formby, the man, the ukulele man, the man who we have played before and admire greatly, got to get your photo in the press. Paul Simon started us off with Kodachrome. You are listening to WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Well, you know, Elvis would have been 75 this week, and he's wearing a jumpsuit someplace out there. In the big nightclubs in the sky. And we're just going to play a little bit of that and then just kind of drag some stuff out of the grab bag. And then, you know, after we work our way through that, we'll get our way to, let's see, oh, yeah, to Outsider Royalty.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening. Oh!
What do you get the person who has everything? A WRIR radio greeting card, that's what. It's always the right size and is sure to arrive on time. For a contribution of $100, you'll have 6 personalized radio announcements made on air during the day of your choice. Send your holiday cheer, make a birthday wish, announce a birth, or toast an anniversary with a WRIR radio greeting card. For more information about WRIR radio greeting cards, contact Alyssa at 804-557-3798 or email underwriting@wrir.org.
Northwest Swing Choir Festival next Saturday.
Jupiter alive.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, they're really together, Becky. They're doing a thing. I'm sorry that we couldn't prep you. This was live, and it was on radio and tape at the same time. That's why I couldn't tell you anything in the beginning, and I apologize, but you did a beautiful job. Thank you for helping the choir make the first stereo LP for Sacramento Senior High School. It's going to be on sale. It's going to be really heavy. Thanks a lot. You go!
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, fill it, call it, find it, view it, code it, gem, unlock it, surf it, scroll it, pause it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, buy it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, fill it, call it, find it, view it, code it, jam, unlock it, surf it, scroll it, pause it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch it, read it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it. Technologic. Technologic, 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 technologic.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, nail it, grade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, call it, find it, view it, code it, gem, unlock it, surf it, scroll it, pause it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch it, date it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it. Technologic, 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 technologic.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. logic, no 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 logic.
America is waiting for a message of some sort or another.
David Byrne and Brian Eno, My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, America is Waiting. Before that, Peaches with covering a Daft Punk, Technologic. There's a lot of lists in those Daft Punk songs. The Sacramento Senior High with Aquarius and Let the Sun Shine In from a collection of school bands. That was one of my Christmas presents, and I really like it. Elvis Presley off of a live recorded at Madison Square Garden. First there was the introduction, which was Sprach Zarathustra. And after that, his Sun Records classic, That's All Right Mama, with a Las Vegas style, but New York rendered nightclub backup band. It is 10:20. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, where we are doing our best to tickle your funny bone. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Glad to know that this is part of your Sunday night. that music tells us that it is now time for Outsider Royalty. This week's Outsider Royalty is Jerry Murad and the Harmonicats. The Harmonicats were a trio led by Jerry. He's the guy who looks, depending on the photo, either like Groucho Marx or like some guy who got a coal dust all over his upper lip. They were formed in 1944, and they had such top-selling hits, and they were an all-harmonica group, and their big top-selling hit that made number one on Billboard and sold over a million copies was Peg of My Heart. And I'm going to guess, if you're a crate digger, diver, you've got a Harmonicats record in your collection. And what really brought that to my attention was Josh Bierman came over and he said, okay, I've got this record for you. And it was a Harmonicats record. And I said, dude, I've got a Harmonicats record too. And then I started thinking, maybe everybody's got one. Well, you know, one of the things not only, you know, that helped Peg of My Heart sell a million copies was that when it was released, first of all, nobody considered the harmonica a musical instrument in a kind of standalone way. You know, it was before all that kind of blues revival and pop music, but also there was a union strike, and so in general there wasn't a lot being released at that time. But without further ado, to make sure that you know what treasures exist either at your thrift store or perhaps in your own archives, we're going to run through first Peg of My Heart and then a few selections from the Harmonicats. Got a little Harmonicats video up there on our WRR.org post. But consider yourself about to be informed.
Bo-dilly, bo-dilly, have you heard? 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 Thank you.
have you heard? Bo Diddley, Bo Diddley, have you heard?
Thank you.
are you exhausted? Are you ready to sit down? Are you just stunned beyond belief? That was the Harmonicats, Jerry Murad's Harmonicats, and from their one of their many hit albums, that was Dance of the Hours from Harmonica Rhapsody. Before that, the Exodus song from the movie, Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. That was one of their Billboard toppers. Their cover of Bo Diddley, and we started out with their million seller, Peg O' My Heart. It is 10:35. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan, and I will be here till 11 o'clock when I turn things over to the talented hands of Stunted Development. So you are in for a lot more fun. Well, if you were an astute listener, you probably remember or recognize that Punchalis, Dance of the Hours, and think, huh, why do I know that tune? Was it my classical music appreciation class, or was it Alan Sherman?
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators, and the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh mother father, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest father, darling mother, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball. Gee, that's better. Mata Fata, kindly disregard this letter.
About your wailing, just do your bit and let me see. Who knows, you might be fairy tailing. Just do your bit and let me see.
Shut up your mouth, be like a lamb. Make that gig go a ten.
Don't talk, no talk about your wailing. Just do your bit and let me see.
Wanna see what I'm putting down. I can really cook and you'll know it soon as you take me. Heaven help me if I fail after breakfast. know a total thing. You're from Missouri, I'd see. Favorite word is show it to me. If you make it, then you know it didn't take, so dig me while I cook. Without using no recipe book, I'm talking this way till you open up your ears and dig what I say.
Show me, please let me see.
Blow my own horn, ooh-wee, dig me. Yeah, 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 I'm talking loud. I'm gonna holler till I draw a crowd. Well, they say I sound just like a mosquito. Buzzing on my bone, I ain't no bug. And I'm a little more than slightly drugged. Yeah, well, I'm slipping and I'm sliding and I'm grooving and I'm riding. They can say it, but there's nothing like a mosquito bugging me. And let me tell you, if it's inside, then there isn't any doubt I'd have blown it out. I talk a great game, but on my horn I do the same. To Lester, how do you do that? Get a load of me. Since you want to see, you got a mighty big nose. Show you what goes with me. People digging, but I don't know what birds are digging. Don't you know you gotta grow and learn? You gotta grow, you gotta grow a lot. And then the people treasure what you've got. People who listen to you while you're playing. I see your eyes and I glistening. Be listening. All that I was fine when the phone account is lying. If you never open up your ear, I'm wise. You're ever watching eyes are busy looking constantly. But you gotta listen if you wanna hear what Mr. Billy can see.
Don't talk, don't talk about your way. Just do your thing and let me see. Don't talk.
I've always lived by this golden rule. Whatever happens, don't blow your cool. You gotta have nerves of steel and never show folks how you honestly feel. I've lived my whole life this way. For example, take yesterday. I breezed home happy, bringing her my pay. Her note read, so long, sappy, I have run away. I threw myself down across our empty bed, and this is what I said. But I was cool. So I went for the road, it at an all-night bar. Wound up so loaded I tore up my car. The judge threw the book at me, and when I read his sentence, there I said, I used to. That was cool. So I said, she's the only one I have to thank. And I found her and pulled my gun and fired point blank. The shot whistled right straight past that woman's head and killed my hound dog dead. As they carried me away, I was overheard to say, be cool, play it cool, stay cool, keep cool, cool.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
Softly in my ear, you breathe a flame. Lover, it's immoral, but why quarrel without bliss? When two lips of coral want a kiss. I say the devil is in you, and to resist you I try. But if you didn't continue, I would die. Lover, please be tender when you're tender. Tears depart. Lover, I surrender to my
talk about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about a moon floating in the sky, looking like a lily on a lake. Talk about a bird. Talk about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about a star looking like a toy, peeking through the branches of a tree. Talk about a girl, talk about a boy, counting all the ripples on the sea. Hey, happy talk, keep talking a happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream.
Slow boat to China, all to myself alone. Get yours and keep yours in my arms evermore, and leave all your lovers, leave it on a faraway shore, out on the briny with that moon, big and shiny, melting your heart of stone. Honey, I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone.
Now I call that a real proposition. Al Hibbler with a Slow Boat to China from Here's Hibbler. Before that, Nancy Wilson and the Cannonball Adderley Quintet. One of my favorite records because she is just so clear like a bell there. Happy Talk from South Pacific. Frank Sinatra, not at his best, but certainly endearing with Lover from the Nearness of You. Oscar Brown Jr., But I Was Cool from his first release, Sin and Soul. Joe Williams, Lambert Hendricks and Ross, plus the Count Basie Orchestra with Sing Along with Basie, and they put in some words there for Let Me See. And we started out with Alan Sherman, Hello Mutta, Hello Fada, from My Son, The Nut. There was some inquiry about the reference to what sounded like Lynyrd Skynyrd, so I think we just need some more information there. If you've got some, actually have some background information, give me a call at 804-649-9737. I'll do some research and see what I can do to inform our listeners further. Up next, Renee Marie with Blackbird from Vertigo, and some of you may remember that she is really a jewel from Richmond. Well, originally from Roanoke, but she kind of flapped her wings here.
Thank you. blackbird singing in the dead of night. Broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you've always waited for this moment to
Well, you've been listening to Can't Stop the Music. You will be about to be listening to Stunted Development. But in between, we're going to have a little snippet here from Bill Frisell's new record, which was a tribute to the photographer Dis Farmer. I encourage you to do a little research on that. One of this farmer's last name was not Farmer or Disfarmer, but he changed his last name to Disfarmer because he wasn't going to be a farmer like his parents. And so the song is I Am Not a Farmer from Bill Frisell's new record, Disfarmer. Have a great week. See you next week. And you are listening to WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, Richmond, Virginia.